Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on ELSA, ELSA, Bermudez, BERMUDEZ. ELSA Bermudez is a 65-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7/14/22. Appeared there was water on the floor and she slipped and fell, injuring her right ankle. Period. She expands by saying she fell on the left side. Period. Her right hip was externally rotated when the foot hit the ground. Period. She did go to AtlanticCare emergency room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she has a genital final diagnosis to be the ankle was fractured in two places. Paired this was treated with boot immobilization and therapy, but no surgery. Paired she is no longer receiving any active care. Paired, in paragraph, as per the records provided, Ms. Bermudez was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVernero on 7/15/22. Ms. Bermudez related that after the fall, she went to urgent care where x-rays were done and was placed in a non-weight-bearing splint. Period. She complained of right ankle pain. Period. He reviewed the x-rays, which showed a relatively non-displaced lateral malleolus fracture. Period. There was questionable incomplete medial malleolus fracture. Comma, significant ankle arthritis, comma, symmetric mortise, M-O-R-T-I-S-E, period. He diagnosed ankle pain and a closed non-displaced fracture of the lateral malleolus of the right fibula, for which he was placed in a tall cam boot and on analgesics, period. She followed her frequently and had serial x-rays done, period. On 7/25/22, she had x-rays to be inserted here, period. Her final x-rays were done on 1/3/23 to be inserted. She followed up with Dr. DiVernero through 4/14/23, period. She was working full duty at that time and performing physical therapy and home exercises, period. His diagnoses remain the same, period. He characterized the fracture as a displaced bimalleolar fracture of the right lower leg, period. Clinical exam found less swelling and left tenderness at the right ankle with improved motion in dorsiflexion and plantar flexion. Period. Discharge her at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She states that she came from her full-time overnight job, which runs from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. and has not had any sleep yet. Period. She was wearing croc type shoes. Period. She had orthotics that were not present. Period. She also uses over the counter pressure stockings. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed swelling of both ankles. Period. On the right ankle distal medial aspect, there was somewhat hyperpigmented skin, but no scores, dehiscence, warmth, or erythema, period. Right ankle inversion was to 35 degrees with tenderness, period. Motion of the ankles, knees, and hips was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness, period. She was tender to palpation by the right medial malleolus, but not the left. Ankle maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She declined attempting to stand or walk on her heels or toes. Period. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 25 degrees and rise, limiting it volitionally. Impressions. On 7/14/22, Elsa Bermudez slipped and fell at work, injuring her right ankle. Period. She was seen at urgent care and quickly was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero on 7/15/22. Brady confirmed she did have a fracture of the ankle and placed her in a tall cam boot. She had serial x-rays performed over the next few months. She did participate in physical therapy. Her final visit with Dr. DiVenero was on 4/14/23, when he deemed she was at maximum medical improvement. She was already working full duty. New paragraph. The current exam of Ms. Bermudez found her to be extremely obese. She ambulated without a limp or assisted device. She declined attempting to walk or stand on her heels or toes. There was full range of motion about the right ankle with inversion eliciting tenderness. She was tender to palpation about the right medial malleolus. Provocative maneuvers at the ankle were negative. New paragraph. There is 2.5% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right foot. And that is the end.